Hope you're having a great weekend. This is our weekend review. It's a look back at some of the most compelling and interesting stories that we've been covering for you of the past week. Brand new episodes back again Monday. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's comes, I don't think, with any surprise that Alec Murtaugh is facing more charges. Yes, there's more to add to the list. So now it's not just 99 financial fraud charges against him. They added a whole bunch more to the list. New charges announced last Thursday implicate Murtaugh in multiple instances of tax evasion. Previously in December, Murtaugh had been indicted on 9 counts of tax evasion. Now, with these additional charges, the disreputable attorney is implicated in 19 indictments for tax evasion, with each one unearthing more of his deceitful financial schemes. It's amazing just how far and how deep he'll continue to dig his grave. And I think, I mean, it's something that we're probably never going to quite see the full scope of, because I would imagine his activities have gone far beyond just the time of these court cases and the windows that we're looking into, which are essentially the last 5 to 8 years or so. This man, he's 54. So there's plenty of time out there from the 90s and the early 2000s that have not really been accounted for while he's been a grown-up, to see exactly what he's been involved in. But hey, you know, that's just him. He's got other friends or former friends that are also being indicted on many charges as well. It's that whole, remember your mom would say, be careful, you know, who your friends are, you know, just, you know, the circle you keep. It could reflect bad on you if there's some bad apples in there. And this would be a good example of that. I mean, Murtaugh himself now up to 102 criminal charges related to a decades-long multi-county financial and drug-related crime spree, but we still don't know where all the money went. Neither Murtaugh nor his lead attorneys, Richard Harpootlian or Jim Griffin, appeared in court. Harpootlian, who is a sitting state senator, has filed for protection from court appearances until the end of his current legislative term. That's how much he's ready to jump back in with Alec. Judge Newman and state prosecutors may hold a status conference by telephone with Griffin or another of Murtaugh's defense team and try to schedule a court date before the end of the year. One possible date is October in either Beaufort or Colton counties. But let's talk about Corey Fleming. He was suspended from practicing law by the South Carolina Supreme Court on October 8th of 2021 and indicted on March 16th of 2022 following allegations that he assisted Murtaugh in a scheme to defraud the estate of Murtaugh's late housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, who died in 2018 following a reported trip and fall incident at Murtaugh's Colton County home known as Moselle. Fleming is also charged in connection with other Murtaugh victims. Fleming, who is being represented by Columbia attorney Deborah Barbier, is now scheduled to stand trial for those charges on September 11th in Beaufort County. The trial is expected to last between 1 and 2 weeks. Then you got the state of South Carolina versus Jerry Rivers. Who's Jerry Rivers? He was indicted on August 19th, 2022 on obstruction of justice charges and later indicted on money laundering and other crimes connected to Murtaugh's stream of illegal money and drugs. Rivers, who remains in jail on $150,000 bond for his last charges, will get his day in court August 28th in Colton County. Another buddy, former buddy, Palmetto State Bank CEO Russell Lafitte, indicted in 2022 on both state and federal charges in connection with his role in aiding Murtaugh in misappropriating money for legal clients. Lafitte was convicted on the federal charges in late November, and earlier this month on a federal judge denied his second appeal for a new trial. Lafitte, now a new legal team now, Columbia attorneys Mark Moore and Todd Rutherford, who pleaded with the court to delay setting a date on Lafitte's state charges. The new lawyers say that they need more time to get familiar with the case. And since Lafitte already had a federal conviction and will be sentenced soon, there's no need for the state to rush his trial on state charges. Judge Newman ordered that another status conference be held for Lafitte within 90 to 120 days. Then we have Spencer Roberts. Spencer Antoine Roberts, indicted August 19, 2022, on charges that included money laundering, insurance fraud, and other conduct involving narcotics, dangerous drugs, or controlled substances of a multi-county nature related to Murdaugh's activities. Roberts, who is represented by attorney Sean Kent, will stand trial beginning December 18th in Colton County. And then Cousin Eddie. September 14, 2021, Curtis Edward Smith was indicted by a local grand jury for his alleged role in aiding Murdaugh with an assisted suicide insurance scheme. Smith later indicted, along with Murdaugh, by the state grand jury on June 28th of 22 on criminal conspiracy and narcotics charges involving drug crimes in a multi-county area. Murdaugh and Smith were indicted together on two conspiracy counts, including a narcotics count related to oxycodone, and Smith was also indicted individually for four counts of money laundering, three counts of forgery, trafficking meth, 10 to 28 grams, one count of unlawful possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, and possession of marijuana. Smith is represented by attorneys Amy Zimmerich and Jornette Bouchette, but was not present in the courtroom due to health problems. His attorney, Amy, told the court last week Smith, who had been suffering from ongoing health issues, was admitted into an intensive care unit in Colton County. While he was released Monday, he is immobile and about to start dialysis. The state indicated it wished to delay Smith's criminal trial. Smith has been cooperating with South Carolina Attorney General's office on Murdaugh's cases, said his attorneys, who hinted at the possibility of a plea agreement, saying, "I believe this is a situation that will not require a trial date. I don't think we'll need to take up the court's time and resources on this. Having those charges pending while we move forward with the other cases is advantageous to the state." There will be discussions with all of these defendants about possible pleas and plea bargaining. As the court dates for Murdaugh's alleged accomplices draw near, the legal drama surrounding this disgraced attorney continues to unfold. With the end of 2023 as the target for disposing of all these cases, it's what the court wants. The pursuit of justice for the victims and their families remains the primary focus. Showing over yet, and I'll be very surprised if it is truly done by the end of 2023.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Just amazing what one human being can stir up and how many lives they can ruin for their own selfish and narcissistic purposes and be completely unaware, oblivious to the damage that they cause. Takes a special type of person, doesn't it? If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.